Welcome to Dish Nation, everybody. So glad you could join us on all the celebrity entertainment and news. Now, of course, Frank and I are dishing with you from the studio here in Los Angeles. Of course, we have Chewy and also our Atlanta family. What's going on, everybody?
What up, y'all?
What up, everybody? Now, Sherry is out today, but don't worry. You got us. And later, we'll explain how Kylie Jenner's bikini got tons of people to register to vote. And later on, I'm sitting down and talking to Tyra Banks and the rest of the folks of Dancing with the Stars. But yo, HK, what you got, brother?
All right, Brad, let's talk about your friend. Hey. Your BFF, Mariah Carey. Now, she's been keeping it all the way real when it comes down to sharing about her personal life. Now, MC reveals some shocking information in her memoir, The Meaning of Mariah Carey, about what led to the end of her marriage to Nick Cannon. Now, she explained, it was a lot of work and a lot of having to be home and available, making necessary adjustments to being working parents, and entertainment took its toll on our relationship. And the end of our marriage came fast as it began. Now, Mariah also added that their egos also played a part in their marriage ending. Wow.
Okay.
Portia, you think Mariah ran this passage in the book by Nick before she published it?
Baby, first of all, you didn't say, did Nick run it by Mariah? You said, did Mariah run it by Nick? And the answer is a no, okay? Listen, when Queen Mariah speaks, this is her story. That's the thing about a memoir. It's her story. He's involved in it because he was her ex-husband. So she doesn't have to run anything by anyone because it is her account and something how it affected her life. So no, I don't think she ran it by him at all. He read this. He gonna see this tonight on Dish Nation. How about that?
He's a huge fan.
My Lord. You know, and the cool thing about their relationship, though, is even after it ended, it didn't seem like venomous. You know how sometimes people separate and people be going at each other's throats?
Right.
They still kept it like the best version of the word amicable as I've ever seen.
I think you have to take your ego and leave it at the door when you get married because it's all about humility and
being vulnerable. Well, it's probably
vulnerable.
Hollywood marriages don't ever work out. They hardly do because you're dealing with people who have huge egos.
You're a superstar to the world, but you're not a superstar in this house, okay? You're my wife or you're my husband.
No, I should be a superstar in the house before I'm a
superstar. But in a different way. But in a different way.
So, Brett, I know you could tell us, baby. Did she do it or did she not? Tell us.
Well, you know, they remain good friends because they co-parent together. They're two beautiful children. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, she did run it past the people that she was still friends with. She ran my passage by me that's in the book. She talked to JD. Everybody that she's still cool with, yes, she did. And the people she's not, Oh, well.
But she did cut out that whole chapter about the time she dated me. I don't know why she cut that out.
Hell no.
She's trying to forget, Frank. She's trying to forget.
Her amnesia kicked in.
All right. Moving on. Mariah might not know her, but Jennifer Lopez's 12-year-old daughter, Emmy, is already becoming a superstar just like her mom. Now, remember, she shared the stage with her mother during the Super Bowl halftime show.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Earlier in the year. And now she has her very own picture book called Lord Help Me. I think I need to read this.
I feel like I can relate.
Yeah, the book is about the power of prayer, which Emmy says she does often for her mother before she hits the stage to make sure she's protected.
Come on!
This girl is so cute.
Little preacher.
Now I want a kid again.
Now, Portia, are you going to buy this book for PJ?
What's better than having a little preacher, you know, cover me in the blood of Jesus if I leave the house each day? I could just imagine her little hands talking in tongues over me.
Yes,
little PJ.
Yes.
PJ
gonna need it, okay? Because mama go out there to some devils.
How do you pray for me when I'm getting ready to do my movie roles and everything that I'm involved with? Do you often pray for me before I go perform?
Yeah, here's how much I say, Frank, when you say I got a movie role, I go, oh, God.
Jesus
All right, y'all, it's been 10 years since Taylor Swift dated Jake Gyllenhaal, but Taylor's fans can't seem to get past it. In 2012, Taylor released the song All Too Well, which allegedly is about Jake. Now, cut to 2020, Jake shared this childhood picture of himself wearing glasses. It was meant to call attention to the organization New Eyes, which provides glasses to people in need. But, honey, the Swifties, they quickly immediately flooded Jake's comments with lyrics to Taylor's song, especially the line, "You used to be a little kid with glasses in a twin-size bed."
Ooh, yeah.
Which has gotten tons of likes and comments. Now, Frank, should Jake be happy about this? Because doesn't all this just bring more attention to the organization?
Oh, absolutely. Once you get the Swifties on your side with anything, I mean, that is a tsunami of support. So
I'm sure
there's not a person out there with bad vision who doesn't have glasses right now. Everybody gets glasses. You get glasses.
Probably too many.
You get glasses.
It's like an Oprah
glasses
moment.
On the back of your head. You get glasses on the front of your
head. You got something to hang off your shirt here. Maybe you need them later.
Plus, I mean, usually the Swifties don't ever look kindly upon her exes.
No.
So to be in such support, he's won them all back, and that's fantastic.
Good job, Jake. Way to go, buddy.
What he should do, he should comment underneath that comment just to take it to the next level and get more people to sign up for some specs. He should say,
"Aw. Oh, my God, he commented on my comment."
He should say,
"Aw.
Oh,
my God.
Oh, yeah."
All right, well, you guys know the NASCAR driver, Danica Patrick. She recently broke up with Green Bay Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers after two years of dating. Apparently, they just kept going round and round in the relationship. I had to.
Really, Heidi?
Now, she's retired now at 38. I mean, she's 38 years old and retired. I can't even imagine that. Anyway, she's had a lot of time to think about what she wants in a relationship. She talked about it on Quibi's Rachel Hollis show. Check it out.
Dude, the next guy has his work cut out for him because my intuition, my standards, my boundaries, my wants and needs are like off the charts. Look, you either grow together, one grows and one doesn't, or you grow apart.
Absolutely.
I have never experienced growth without pain.
You know, I heard that Aaron Rodgers, though, was the one to break up with her. And I always thought that if ever going to break up, she'd be the one to take a left.
Mm. Oh, my God.
Head crack. Is it a turn off when you hear something like this? Or does it get your motor running?
Oh, my God. I'm done with this story.
Oh, God, please. You're killing me.
Everybody wants a challenge. You don't want something that's easy. You want a goal to work towards. So I always like the competition. Because if it was easy, anybody can get it, right?
Not really.
Word to your mother.
Now, Portia, you're about the same age as Danica. Is there something about that age, Portia, that you think... you know, it starts you trying to figure yourself out or maybe get to know yourself at 38 years old?
That's the thing. You know, Heidi, like, we're just so young. Like, we're just starting out and we're just trying to figure it out.
Right. Totally.
It's like... Where are we going to go from here?
The tire's been rotated.
College wasn't that long ago. You know, I have a little one-year-old. It's like everything is brand new. So I'm just figuring myself out. I don't know when I'll be, like, old and, like, have it figured out yet.
Yeah. But when she said either grow together, you grow apart, or you stay stagnant or whatever.
Yeah.
Who do you think grew? Do you think Aaron grew out of the relationship, or do you think she
grew? No, I think she grew.
Yeah.
And he's like, "Whoa, we're
she
good. Grew.
He seems
we're,
like he's kind of boring.
We're good.
Well, think about it. She was really busy at first. She was really busy. Now she's retired, so she gets to spend more time with him. And she don't really like the dude. That's all it is. She don't like him like that.
Speaking of women who know what they want, man, coming up, we'll tell you what Kylie Jenner wants, and it's not what you think. Don't go nowhere.
Oh.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Okay, guys, so actor Hugh Jackman and his wife, Deborah Lee Furness, have been married for 24 years, which is a pretty long time if you're talking about Hollywood celebrities, right?
Yeah.
Well, Deborah was on Australian TV show On's Brush with Fame, and she revealed how she felt about people in the tabloids talking about the possible fact that her husband was gay. Take a look.
Oh, he's been gay so many years. I was gay too, just so you know. When I did Shame, I was gay. They were shocked when I got married.
How annoying is that?
It's just wrong. It's like someone saying to Elton John he's straight. I'm sure he'd be pissed.
Yeah.
He's not straight.
Now, Hugh once said that he thinks that the gay rumors stem from a Broadway play that he did back in 2003 when he played the role of a gay singer. And so he's thinking, like, maybe they thought that was, like, life, you know, or whatever. So that's where the rumors came from.
And he also be turning up for them show tunes, too. Like, anytime, like, hey, do you want to sing it? Like, yo, Hugh Jackman goes all the way in. So I understand how people came to that conclusion.
Right.
Now, Gary, the wife talked about Elton John, like, if someone called him straight, he would be mad. How do you think Elton John would feel? Like, would he really be in his feelings?
I'm sure Ms. John would be upset, honey, because I would be upset if somebody called me gay, because I'm not. So I don't think. But anyway, so.
Wait, I don't think I heard you. I think I heard that in reverse.
I'm not gay or straight. I'm confused. So that's just that.
Ooh. Oh, confused. Okay, that's a category.
Portia, what's the craziest lie you've ever heard or read about yourself?
I had ribs removed. They were like, her waist is so small, she didn't have damn ribs. Like, I'm like, ribs removed? How am I still living? Like, is that even possible?
Oh, you can get
what are
it
y'all
done.
Talking
it's
about?
A thing. It's a thing.
Totally
you
possible.
Get, like, the bottom
right, the bottom ones.
Racks off. Yeah.
What? Like a racks. Six rack.
Yeah.
How many racks? How many racks are ribs?
All right, y'all, yo, moving on. Kylie Jenner just showed that she's moving more than makeup in these streets with her influence. Now, Kylie posted this picture on her IG page with the caption, but are you registered to vote? Click the link in my bio. Let's make a plan to vote together. Rise and shine.
I just threw that in because it's fun.
Rise and shine. Go vote.
Now, check this. After Kylie posted this picture, Vote.org reportedly saw a 1,500% boost from traffic driven from Instagram and more than 48,000 users going to the site through Kylie's IG post.
They must be lonely people. That damn bathing suit ain't that doggone fantastic. Well, it'll make me go run to the poll to vote. My God.
Not if you were wearing it, Gary. If you were wearing it, people would unregister to vote, okay? They would not want to be seen at the polls.
People would leave the country, Gary. Yeah.
Oh, whatever. All right, y'all, so now moving on, honey. Now, the one and only Miss Portia, baby, is doing big things, honey, with her show on Bravo.
Yay.
So, Portia, congratulations, niece. So, Portia, tell us all about Bravo Champions, girl.
I'm super excited. Yes, Andy curated a show called Bravo's Chat Room. I'm executive producer with some other amazing executive producers of the show.
Oh!
And let me tell you, we give great opinions, real opinions, and, you know, it's unguarded. We can say whatever we want, and that's what I like about it. And it's really, really fun. Because it's within the Bravo family. So we have our cocktails, and we talk a lot about Bravo shows. So you definitely want to tune in. It airs Sunday nights and Monday nights on Bravo. So y'all should definitely check us out.
All right, coming up, y'all, I was there for Carol Baskin's last day on Dancing with the Stars. I talked to her and host Tyra Banks and the rest of the folks of Dancing with the Stars. You're not going to want to miss it. Trust me.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation, y'all. It's your boy Chewy Martinez, and I'm about to dish with some of the cast members of season 29 of Dancing with the Stars. Let's go. What's up, Tyra?
What's up with you?
What's up, mommy? How you doing?
I am just chilling, mommy. How are you?
Estoy bien, muy bien, muy bien. I like the Minnie Mouse ears.
It
was perfect. If you had the opportunity to go on that dance floor, who would be your dream partner, and what would you dance to, and what song? What would you be doing?
We would have to do a rumba.
Hey.
And the song would have to be a Pharrell remix of Colors of the Wind from Pocahontas.
Pop, 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 pop,
pop,
pop, pop, pop, pop, pop, pop, pop, pop, pop, pop, pop, pop, pop, pop, pop, pop, pop, pop, pop, pop, pop, pop, pop, pop, pop, pop, pop, pop, pop, pop, pop, pop, pop, pop, pop, pop, pop, pop, pop, pop, pop, pop, pop, rehearsals.
The first time we ever met, like once he came through that door and he just did a little salsa, I was like, that's it. We're winning.
Okay. Nelly, you busted a little salsa, papi? You got that salsa in you, bro? You got the salsa in you?
Only what I saw on TV.
What has been more nerve-wracking, Caitlin? The judges' table at Dancing with the Stars or the rose ceremony on The Bachelor?
Me, I think the judges table, just because I am like so passionate about dancing and I love to like get good feedback from what they saw from me, where rose ceremonies are like more tiring. I'm like, okay, this is like hour eight. Like, let's get this over with.
Well, if I would have told you 5 years ago, hey, Carol, you're going to be on Dancing with the Stars, what would have been your response?
If you had asked me that 6 months ago, I would have said you're not alive.
You got emotional talking about your wifey, man. Why did you dedicate that dance to her, man?
My wife is literally, she's my rock. She's been through a literally hell and back with me. You know, rehab twice, been sober now for almost 10 months.
Can we clap it up for that? Can we clap it up, please, for that?
Yes.
And is there any moves that you learned that will stick with you after competition?
I think so. I've learned, like, how to, you know, like, when dancers walk, apparently they walk with their toes like this, which I always walk the opposite. And so now okay. I feel more graceful. And same with the hands. Like, they do this weird thing where you're supposed to look like your wrist is broken. Now when I pretend and I'm doing things, I'm, like, actually doing hands.
Love it. Love it. So she's going to be doing that for the rest of her life, Gleb. All thanks to you, brother. She's going to walk yeah. into a she's going to walk into a Chipotle and just be like,
guacamole.
Have any of the other contestants danced to a song that you were jealous of and that you kind of wanted to dance to?
Ellie. That was so.
Oh. Yeah. Yes. Hey. Must be the money. Johnny is back. His background is figure skating. So has it been easier to kind of get things going? Like, what has been that big, like, whoa, okay.
I kind of feel bad because people put a lot of expectations on Johnny.
Yes.
And they just assume that because he's a figure skater, you're like, I do. Because he's a figure skater, he's going to get it right away. And what people don't realize
is
I'm stupid.
Okay, everyone, make sure you tune in to Dancing with the Stars live and keep it locked right here for more Dish Nation. Hey.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Yay!
Well, if anybody knows what it's like to be hated by women around the world, it's definitely not me.
Not me.
But actor Jason Alexander sure does. Yeah, he was on a podcast recently, and he revealed that one of his characters, the lawyer that he played.
Oh, Philip Stuckey, I couldn't stand that jackass. The way he treated Miss Vivian.
Settle down.
He hit her, he tried to rape her.
Yes, it was the role of lawyer Philip Stuckey, Heidi. Happened in Pretty Woman, so it wasn't the best experience for him. He claimed the role made women hate him for what he did to Julia Roberts in the movie. Mm. So much so that when he walked down the street, women would say nasty things to him, and they would even go as far as punching him, and even got spit on by a woman.
No!
Whoa. Wow!
No! Yeah!
A celebrity, you know, played a character so well in a movie that you couldn't stand that you hate the person to this day?
I don't want to say hate, but the first time I met Anthony Hopkins, I was terrified because all I saw was Hannibal Lecter. So
that's
I was
right.
looking at him and thinking, like, he's going to eat me. Is this man going to drug me and eat me? What's going to happen?
That's right.
The one actress that I hate to this day for the role she played is Amy Adams. I know you're going to go, how do you hate
She's
Amy
beloved.
Adams?
How?
In Night at the Museum, she played Amelia Earhart, and I hate Amelia Earhart. I don't know what it is. I might have been a past
sense.
Life
yeah.
thing. She owes me money. And when Amy
really?
Adams played Amelia Earhart, I was like, no, I like Amy Adams. Now I hate her.
Why didn't you let me wear my own clothes? Okay, but because at least in my own clothes, when someone like that guy Stuckey tries to hit on me, you know, I can handle it. You know, I'm prepared.
Wow.
Is Julia in the studio?
We have Julia Roberts here in the studio.
Have you ever seen a better Oprah in The Color Purple right there? That was amazing.
Never.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.